Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I will talk about an upcoming new condominium in Woodlands. The first Woodlands new launch in 12 to 13 years. This condo is known as Northwood Grand, a CDL project located along Champion Way in Woodlands. Without further ado, let's dive straight into the site details followed by the usual SWOT analysis. In this HPROP article, it mentioned that CDL put in the top bid for the Champion Way GLS site at 904 PSF PPR. This is a 99 years leasehold GLS site offered for sale. This site attracts 6 bids. CDL submitted the top bid of 294 million, which reflects a land rate of 904 per square feet per plot ratio. CDL bid is 8.3% higher than the second highest bid from TID at 272 million or 835 PSF PPR. The lowest bid come from Innova Investment Limited at 203 million or 623 PSF PPR. Personally, I find that Qingjie Realty and Partners bid of 736 PSF PPR seems to be more realistic. Anyway, let's take a look at the break-even cost. Based on HPROP, the break-even cost is 1687 PSF PPR. Based on the conservative 20% profit margin, the expected selling price should be above 2000 per square feet. This means bigger units should be priced anything from 1009XX PSF upwards. For smaller units, as usual, the PSF should range from low 2000 per square feet and above. Take note, this is not the official pricing. Please wait for official numbers from the developers. Anyway, I believe most of you here are very familiar with new home prices. You all very smart watching my video already. This condo comprises 348 units of 1 bedroom plus study to 2 bedrooms, 2 bedroom plus study, 3 bedrooms, 3 bedroom premium to 4 bedroom plus study. The architect is ADDP Architect LLP, and the main con is Wahab, a trusted partner for the developers. The development consists of 4 11-story blocks with a total of 348 units. It's within 3 minutes walk to Woodlands South MRT station, which serves the Thompson East Coast Line. Residents will have easy access to the numerous shopping malls along the Thompson East Coast Line, as well as the upcoming RTS link to Johor Bahru. We will come back to this later. Norwood Grand is also within 1 km to 5 primary school, serving your children's education admission. The upcoming North-South corridor will improve accessibility to Norwood Grand residents, whether by bus, by car or by bicycle. Residents can have direct access to the city. Another strength is the track record of the developers. I believe I don't need to say more. Most Singaporeans will be familiar with this household brand. Currently, CDL is led by Sherman Quek, assuming his role as CDL Group Chief Executive Officer. He's also the son of CDL Executive Chairman, Mr. Quek Ling Ping. Let's take a look at the location map. Obviously, it's in Woodlands. It's located in the northern part of Singapore. Whether you like it or not, some love the north, some hate it. Some say it is not very convenient travelling to the city and other parts of Singapore. Some say it's super convenient to go to JB and such. Well, the list go on. Another concern is a small land area. The land size is only 14,000 square meter with a 2.1 plot ratio. The build-up is approximate 30,000 square meter. This falls within the range of a mid-sized development. As mentioned, there are a total of 4 11-story blocks with a total of 348 units. I'm also a little concerned about the range of facilities. Will this lead to higher maintenance costs too? The nearest neighborhood mall is Vista Point. Other than this, most of the amenities are located in Woodlands Square. For more heartland grocery, you will have to travel down to the markets of Marsiling side. Then, what about primary schools? As mentioned, there are many around the development, which is a good thing. But for families that are exploring to buy near a popular primary school, I have to say, you'll be disappointed. Let's zoom into the opportunity. Can make money or not? Firstly, let's study the demand and supply in this area. Norwood Grand is going to be the newest condo in Woodlands in the past 12 to 13 years. Wow, that is a long time. The lack of a new condo coupled with a huge HDB upgrader market means only one thing. Will there be a pent-up demand from HDB upgraders? Not forgetting, there are also many HDB upgraders staying nearby Yishun to Sembawang who are keen to upgrade from their aging HDB flats. What about singles or couples with no kids who have planned to settle into more affordable condo that are within their budget? Since most new homes are fetching more than 2,000 per square feet on average, can Norwood Grand price to sell to attract such buyer too? Not forgetting private property owners who have plans to encash out their bigger private homes and move to a newer and more manageable size condo, yet near an MRT station, which is essential to those that don't drive. What if you fall sick? You no worry, the Woodland Health Campus is just nearby. You can walk there and admit there yourself. Don't need to waste money to stay in hospital private wards. Here, if you have plans to further reduce your cost of living yet prefer to stay in Singapore due to its safer environment, then look no further. The upcoming RTS to JB will surely reduce your cost of living by half. Other than the timing of the market, which I feel is starting to stabilize, the other bigger concern is none other than the Rapid Train System, or RTS. Back on this article by Mashare News, it reported that Singapore retailer could lose 1.5 billion to 2.1 billion in leakage after RTS Link commenced operation, DBS. As a frequent traveler to Johor, I'm curious about this leakage amount. Let me dive into the actual article by DBS. In this article, it mentioned that the opening of the RTS in end 2026 to cut travel time to as low as 50 minutes is a game changer for Singaporeans. Up to 35% rise in capacity at Woodlands mean more outbound travel is expected. Since the F&B and services are up to 50% cheaper in JB, we estimated potential leakage in the medium term could increase by 1.5 to 2.1 billion Sing dollar, or about 3-4% of 2023 retail spending in Singapore. It further added that assuming retail spending of SGD $100 to $141 per pack per day, and a 40,000 increase in daily travelers post RTS opening, DBS estimate annual retail leakage to JB of 1.5 to 2.1 billion in the medium term. Here, let me share with you based on my own estimate. I averagely spend 500 RM or $150 Sing dollar per trip, which is obviously inclusive of petrol and grocery. In fact, I'm one of the many Singaporeans who go in on a fortnight basis, except that I go in on the weekday. Sorry, if you have plans to find me in JB, you'll be grossly disappointed. I go to very heartland places. I eat like a local. I shop like a local. As per the Tourism Malaysia website, it reported that Singapore ranked as the top source of tourist generating market, contributing significantly to the 8.3 million arrival in 2023. I believe this number easily stands at 10 million based on the traffic jam at the custom every weekend. Assuming the RTS will push up this number by another 30 to 40%. Yes, I'm very sure our seniors will go there almost weekly for their grocery. This means easily 14 million visitors will visit Malaysia once the RTS is running. Multiply this with $150 per person per trip, excluding investment to property hall. Wow, this is $2.1 billion. My number is quite accurate, right? Maybe financial institutions should offer me a job too. Singaporeans know where to find value for money in Malaysia. This is human nature. Malaysians coming to work here also think the same. So please don't say they steal our jobs. We also indirectly pushes up the cost of living in JB too. Retailers love us, but this is likewise for locals. So please be sensitive when you are there. Anyway, back to property. Will the cheaper property prices attract more Singaporeans to buy a home and stay in JB for good? Will they further stretch their dollar by renting out their Singapore property? Will this lead to more supply, especially the north, where it is so near to JB? Seriously, I also don't have an answer for you. Maybe someone should do some surveys again. After all, there have been a lot of surveys lately. Here, can buy or bye bye. It all boils down to prices. I hope the developer price to sell their condos. This will be a win-win situation. It all boils down to entry prices and exit prices in the future. If you are keen to explore more, kindly contact me. My company is the official marketing agency. To end it off, will Norwood Grand pushes up the resale prices of condos in Woodland? Should owner there raise prices too to ride along the wave? If you are holding on to investment property in the north, is it now the right time to cash out and exit before the RTS is right at your doorstep? Or should you hold on dearly now till end 2036? Don't say I never share Kang Tao with you. That's all. See you soon in the next video.